Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, this is Brian Corr from Corr, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Trick or treat, Talking Metal here. How are you guys? Happy Halloween. We have on today's show from the band Corr, that's spelled Q-U-O-R. We have Brian Corn from that band joining us on the show. We're going to hear about his band, and he's going to tell us all about Corr. So stay tuned for that. Again, it is that time of year, a little Halloween, if you will. Here's Little King Diamond.
We'll be right back.
What you just heard was a little King Diamond. Halloween is the name of that song. A classic going way back. Going old school there. So let's keep things rolling here. We have, again, Brian Korn from the band Core. Without further ado, let's get into that whole thing. This is Paradise by the band Core, followed by my interview with Brian Korn of Core. Hey, it's Mark Striegel, and on the line, checking in with us from the band Core, is Brian Korn. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing real good.
Man, I heard the new record, Human Paradigm. That's how you pronounce it, right? Paradigm? That's such a weird spelling. Great stuff, man.
Human Paradigm?
Yeah, great stuff. Really digging it. And Doug turned me on to it, and I said to him, I got to interview these guys and turn the Talking Metal listeners on to what you're doing with the band. For myself and for my listeners who maybe don't really know a lot about Core, can you tell us a brief history of the band, you know, the 2-3 minute version?
Right. Band started with Doug, Smitty Smith, and I. We were in a prior project, and when that project dissolved, we were at a concert. We were having a beer, and at one point in the concert, we just looked over, did a cheers, and said, "Buddy, let's just keep playing music together." And so that started Core.
Wow.
And we wanted to keep it. At first, it was just he and I kind of working on some material, and then we said, you know, let's just start with a 3-piece, and then if we need to add pieces from there, we'll do that. And so far, we've remained the three-headed dragon.
Cool. So that was you and Doug starting it, and you brought in, let's talk about the drummer, because he's a real great player. I mean, I really love some of the stuff he does on the record. Can you tell us who the drummer of the band is?
He is Snapdragon, and he may not own up to that name just yet, but we are working on him legally changing his name to Snapdragon Cordes. I think we're going to get that happening pretty soon.
Okay. Good stuff. And the album, which is newly released, is Human Paradigm. Let's talk about that record and where and who you recorded it with.
So that record was actually, it's a split. First off, the physical release is two discs. It was really conceived as two EPs. We had completed the first EP, which was called We're Gonna Be Awesome, or WAG TBA, okay. Which was really in honor of the first working name of the band. We were just kind of playing with names, and that's what we called it. And so we, in honor of that, we called the first EP We're Gonna Be Awesome. When we tracked that in San Diego, Signature Sound, with the really talented engineer Christian Cummings. And so when we went to work on the second EP, or installment of this album, right. We did it two parts. We did one, we went back to Christian and did four songs, and we did one song in Los Angeles over a weekend. Actually, it was the title track, Human Paradigm. We did that with another very talented engineer, Dan Whitmore, up in Los Angeles. And both guys did a really great job.
Excellent. And the band name, which is spelled Q-U-O-R, you know, has a very interesting story, which I read. Well, at least I found it interesting, because I was like, you know, what a bizarre, cool name. And then I read how you guys actually came about getting the name, and it kind of all made sense. Can you share that story?
Yeah, we actually did a couple kind of secret type shows, and we still do them sometimes. We're under WAG TBA, more the acronym than the name, but We're Gonna Be Awesome. But we weren't quite settled on that name. And I was driving down the PCH, and it was pretty late at night, and we were about 30 minutes out from San Diego. And PCH gets kind of foggy in the evenings, and looked over, and there was a liquor store that had a big, you know, the big yellow liquor store signs, and the L and the I was knocked out of it. So it just said Core in yellow coming out of the fog along the PCH. And so I had to pull the car over, pulled over, took a photo of it, and then at rehearsal the next night, I showed the picture to the guys, and everybody went, "That's it. It'll be Core." It kind of works, you know, because metal's become all these fucking Core this and Core that and all that. And we thought, well, we'll just be Core, Q-U-O-R.
Nice.
Try to, you know, it kind of mixes, because we I think you get so much of the genre splitting. You know, I think it gets goes a little bit too crazy sometimes. You know, metal and rock is metal and rock. So,
right. And I mean, on that tip, it's like, you know, I maybe you don't like to categorize your band, but you know, I hear so many different influences, and I hear, like, you know, straight ahead rock, progressive rock, metal, you know, even like a little punk and hardcore here and there. I mean, how do you guys categorize yourself? Is it just rock, or do you go into the subgenres and say, hey, we're like a progressive metal punk alternative band, or what? Do you have a category that you like to be sandwiched in?
You know what, man, the other day I called it RPM, rock punk metal,
right?
And I think that's just the best description of it. It's a mixture, and you know, there's other styles in there, but I, you know, my roots coming into the harder genres was like thrash and punk and, you know, heavy, like skate type music. And so a lot of that is in there, but, I really liked the progression of the styles, especially in the heavier styles and where the music's gone. So I think that all kind of sneaks in there. I don't know why it works, but it seems to translate.
Cool. And when you were growing up as a musician, as a vocalist, a guitarist, what were some of your favorite bands that you listened to? And what were some of the bands that really helped define the style of Core?
I actually liked a lot of classical. I played classical guitar. I liked Beethoven stuff a lot.
Cool.
I liked Outlaw Country, actually. Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, I'm a big fan of those guys. The heavier stuff, Pantera, most definitely. Even to this day, I think that they were, they were a real genre eye-opener. And they still are. You can compare that to even the modern metal, and it holds up or busts them out of the pool. I really liked the vocal stylings of Bruce Dickinson and Jeff Tate. And I'm a constant fan of whatever Mike Patton does. I think that guy, as far as a vocalist, has done for the voice almost like what people do with instruments. And,
right, absolutely.
He does some weird shit, and it's awesome.
Absolutely. Cool. And what can we expect for Core in the near future? Are you guys out on the road? Are you doing tours? What's going on?
Yeah, we're actually ramping up for all that. I can't even keep track of the shows that are adding up. We will be a few dates in California have lined up now. And then we are in the planning phases for in December. We'll be heading up through the southern states. So we'll go all the way up through Texas and Oklahoma from California and hit everything in between. We're kind of staying south for December, but
right on.
We'll do a couple weeks in December.
Cool. I really dug the music video you guys have out. And just wanted to ask you, about this. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but, the whole the people around the stage, the crowd there, their hands kind of bound and slowly they kind of come to life and get out of the ropes, if you will. What's right. The message behind that? Is that you're definitely saying something with that, right?
Yeah. I mean, there were actually kind of a lot of points in that. The project itself, I don't know if you saw the shorter version or the short film version, but the idea of it was, the first scene of it is the band's walking into a bar and there's hardly anybody in there and nobody gives a shit and every band's been through that.
Right.
And so the band gets the idea, well, shit, we'll go and dig up bodies and hang them in there and we'll make that a crowd. Well, the idea of that as the music is playing and the song is Let's Rise, well, the people are coming out of their zombie comatose. So I guess you could relate that to people that are living. And so the idea was that they're in there and then they're actually starting to loosen up and they break free of the bonds and then they're in there enjoying themselves and living their lives. And then when the music ends and the passion goes away, they all are back dead on the floor.
Right. Yeah. Let's Rise is the song. We'll have that link through today's show notes, the music video that we are talking about. And it's just been great talking with you, Brian. We're going to have, again, all the links up to the Facebook, the Twitter, the YouTube, and the website in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. The album is Human Paradigm. What does that actually mean, paradigm, human paradigm?
Paradigm is, is in the idea of human paradigm is... Is everybody in kind of a cycle? Are you in a box? Is our paradigm that we are to follow a very generalized path, and that is our paradigm? Or, are we able to take control of our destinies and actually change ourselves and evolve what we are and who we are?
Right on. Cool. Thanks so much, Brian. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. Yeah, thanks for your time. I really, really appreciate you giving us some time.
Long, you're not alone. We're
just heard was Watching You by Core. Big thanks to Brian for calling into the podcast. It was great to talk to him. It was great to get to know about his band. Core is, of course, a three-piece band out of California, so be on the lookout for those guys. Good stuff. And this is Saloon Society by Captain T.
City gate.
You are listening to Talking Metal, home of all things rock and heavy metal, here on one of iTunes' longest-running podcasts. So glad you could join me. Use the Amazon links in today's show notes to support what we do here. Buy a t-shirt in the store section on TalkingMetal.com. Of course, the show notes also found on TalkingMetal.com. And consider a PayPal donation. I'd really appreciate some support from you guys. And I understand that not everyone can support financially. So if you can't do that, just go leave a review on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Make sure your friends are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes. Make sure every computer and device that you have is subscribed to the podcast on iTunes. Those subscriptions are what help us with our profile on iTunes. So thanks, guys. This is Sundown by the great Fireball Ministry. Just heard was Sundown, James Rhoda, the Reverend James Rhoda, a TV producer who also is a musician and a guy who produces bands, too. He produced the latest Huntress record, Static, I think it's called, off the top of my head. Great guy. I used to work with him at VH1. Anyways, let's keep moving here. Dopes to Infinity. This is Monster Magnet. great. I mentioned Huntress earlier in the show. This is an album produced by the guy from Fireball Ministry, who we also played earlier in this show. This is the song Flesh, and that'll do it for today.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.